He is so good. But you know, when God is good to us, he's looking for something back now from us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
God just don't bless us for us to stay that way. When God blesses us, he means for us to bless somebody. Not just hold it
Amen.
To ourselves.
Amen.
But God is God.
Amen.
Nothing else to it. All by himself.
Amen.
And it's a known fact, my sisters and brothers. Some of us may not believe it, but when you ask God for something, when he do not respond to what you asked him for, you know why, don't you? You see, what we ask God for, it has to be in his will. And when we ask God for something, we have to believe that he will do it. Now, if we do not believe that God will do what we asked him, keep your mouths closed. He said, you have not because you ask not. But we must believe what God say he will do. And he will do it. And I know that. I've been there. Few times when I really, really had to call on the Lord. And I didn't call on him just because I was in that trouble. I needed to call on him, period. A lot of us call on the Lord because we need something from him right away. But you see, God always knows what we need even before we ask him for it. But he wants us to ask for it. He wants to hear it coming from us. What we want. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And what we need. But we sometimes people have a tendency to play with God. That's a dangerous thing to do. You know, we get in trouble. Then we go to calling on the Lord. Lord, help me. Lord, I need this. And Lord, I need that. This is a truthful thing, my sisters and brothers. But then when God come to see about us, give us what we need. That's all we want from God. You know, when you mop your floor, do your carpet, you put your mop and your broom and everything else that you needed to do your house with back in the closet. Is that right? Because you won't need it no more until you have to vacuum again or mop the floor. But we, when God come and see about us, we do him, so to speak, just like we do the broom. And y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
we go and we put him in the closet. They said, now, Lord, you just stay there now till I need you again. Say amen, church. Y'all know it's the truth. But God is not to be played with. God is to serve him, to give him all the glory that we can give him. Because I tell you, one day we're going to wish that we had done what the Lord said do. And the reason that I'm talking like that, because in these scriptures here, we see that Jesus had been preaching to all these people, telling them about a good tree and a bad tree. Was telling them that a bad tree cannot produce good fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit. So he wanted these people to know somebody there wasn't caring about Jesus. So he went on to say in verse 46, he said, why do you call me Lord? In other words, Jesus know they didn't mean it. It wasn't even in their hearts. Why do you call me Lord when you won't obey me? Think about it. Think about it. He said, now, if you don't obey me, I'll show you what it's like. It's like when a man build a house. And if he do not build that house on a solid foundation, when the storm comes, which is coming, if it's not built on a solid foundation, the storm surely gonna blow it down. But if it's built on a solid foundation, you got nothing to worry about. Now, in these scriptures, in other words, what Jesus is talking about, he's talking about a good person and a bad person. In other words, he's talking about a religious man that do and believe in him, and he's talking about a sinful man, one that doesn't care about nothing. Can I get a witness here? So now, that's why that he says and was telling us the difference between a good tree and a bad tree. I know ain't no bad trees in here. There can't be no bad trees in this house. So when I ain't gonna hold y'all long, believe me. Oh my God. You see, in this scripture, this sermon, we see that there are two sets of people, and I said it a while ago, a good man and a bad man. You see, now, if people come to church, they may hear the word, but will they do what the word says? Says the Lord. Now, you may hear the word as I said, and do what the Lord says. You're all right. People who come and hear the word of God and do nothing, you're in bad shape. Because the storm is on its way to visit you. Lord have mercy. Just to hear God is not enough. Just to hear what the scripture says is not enough. But if we hear the word and do what the word says and do what God says, we will be all right. Amen. You see, my sisters and brothers, when you build a house, you have to dig way down and build from the rocks that you strike with your shovel or machine or whatever, and build it from there up. If you build a house and just sit it on sand, what good is that house going to do for you even if the wind blows hard enough? Your house is going to collapse. Yeah. It's going to collapse. You see, now, I know when some of us was going to school, there was a little book out there called The Three Pigs and old Big Bad Wolf. Now, the first wolf went and built a little straw house, a pig, thank you, went and built a little straw house. The old wolf came, I hope I ain't forgot it. The old wolf came and knocked on the door. Who is it? Is it the wolf? Pig said, you can't come in here. He said, well, if you don't let me in, I'm going to huff and I'm going to puff till I blow your house down. So you wouldn't let him in, and he went to huffing and puffing and blew his house down. And that was the end of him. Second pig went and built him one out of sticks. The same thing happened to him. The wolf huffed and he puffed till he blew the pig house down. But when he went to the third house, his pig had built a house out of bricks. Same thing happened. Let me in. If you don't, I'm going to huff and puff and blow your house down. The pig said, you ain't coming in here? And you're not going to blow my house down? But the wolf began to huff and puff. He blew. But he could not blow the house down. So, church, what I'm trying to get you to see is when you build your house on solid rock, it will stand. You see, Jesus is the rock. He said, upon my church, upon this rock I build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Why? Because it's built on Jesus. I tell you today, my sisters and brothers, I'm going to use this little subject. Get your house in order. Get your house in order. Because, my sisters and brothers, the storm is on the way. We don't want the storm to come and catch our works undone with a house sitting on sand. Even the water could just wash the sand all away. Now, what are we talking about here now? We are talking about accepting Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. Because you see, when Jesus returns, if your house is not built on solid ground, oh well. We know what's going to happen, don't we? We know exactly what's going to happen. And then it's going to be too late to try and build at that time. It's going to be too late. So I want to try and get you today, church, build your life on Jesus. Excuse me. Build your life on Jesus. Satan can come and try and do anything to you that he's able to do, but he cannot touch you. He can puff, he can do anything, but he cannot bother God's children. Because the Lord Jesus said nothing can take us out of his hand. I don't worry about no devil. The devil can't do nothing to no soul in this church unless you let him. God gave us power over Satan. But now if the devil wants to really mess you up, follow his temptations. The Bible says no harm to be tempted. But when you go and do what the devil is trying to get you to do, then you have sin and you are in trouble. We should always remember what God's words say. Because it is true. God will not say something if he doesn't mean it. God means everything that he says. And God will do whatever he says. God is a good God. If God good, say he's good. Oh, yes, Lord. He is a good God. This parable here teaches us that the only way to spend eternity with God is to hear and do what thus said the Lord Jesus Christ. Other than that, my sisters and brothers, we cannot make it into the kingdom. We have a lot of peoples in this world today who don't ever think about where they will spend eternity. Because why? They are in control of Satan. And that is a bad thing to do. To let Satan rule your life instead of God. Satan did not make us, church. God made us. Man and woman. Then he got so close to our face that he blew the breath into us. But I come to tell you, you better get in a hurry. If your house is not built right, you better get in a hurry and do what said the Lord. Well, because when the storm comes, it's gonna sure enough wash away your home. I hope y'all understand what I'm talking about. Because if you have not received Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, y'all, hell, I gotta tell you, because it's true, it's waiting on you. Your house have been blown down. Well, Lord, but if Jesus is in you, church, and you in Jesus, when you stand before him, all you're going to hear is the good things that you've done down here on this earth. Ain't God all right? I pray today to my Savior Jesus that everybody who don't know the Lord will change throw away the house on the sand, build a house on solid rock. I know that it's all right. You see, this land that Jesus have, it's not it's not enough for everybody. There is enough land for everybody to build a house. Pray with me, preacher. Oh, Lord, one of these days we got to give up this old earth. I don't know about you, but when the gates swing open, I'm gonna walk right on in. Ain't God all right? You know that God went back to heaven on high when he rose from the dead. Yeah, Lord. He went on back and he built all of his children a house, they build one without wood, without nails. I'm waiting. I don't know about you, but I'm waiting. I'm waiting on my house. Yes, I am. Well, Lord, let me tell you a little story, and then I'm gonna sit down. There was a young man. Well, Lord, left the South and went north and stayed. Would not call his mother or his sister. Oh, Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. I know the Lord is all right. Oh, Lord, his sister kept on writing me and told him, my mother and your mother sure want to see you. Why don't you come home and pay us a visit? But he never did. One day, when he came home from his party, when he got in the house, there was a telegram under the door, and when he took it and read it, his mother was in bad shape. The little girl says, if you want to see Mama Lila, you better come on. You better get in a hurry. And he came home. But the bad thing, when he got there, his mother was already dead. Oh, Lord. The little girl met him at the door. And she said, it didn't do you no good to come. Mama is already dead. So what I'm trying to tell you, Macedonia, don't wait too late. Get in a hurry and come to the Lord. If there's anybody in this church today who don't know the Lord, I will pray for you.
Go ahead.
Come on to the Lord Jesus, because after a while, it's going to be too late, too late, too late. Ain't God all right? Won't he make a way for you? Yes, he will. Won't he feed you when you're hungry? Won't he close you? With clothes on your back. I know he's all right. I tried him a long time ago, and he never let me down. God is all right, church. He's all right. He's all right. He's all right. I know he'll make a way for you. If you don't believe it, try. He will take care of you. I know he will. Sometimes seem like he's gone on vacation. But I tell you something, he's right there with you. I know he's all right. The only thing, God don't live in our times, but he work in our times. Ain't he all right? Sometime when we need him, seem like he's gone away, but he's not gone, church. He's still right here. Oh, Lord, I'm glad I serve a good God. I'm glad I serve a God that watches over me all night long and all day long. Church, whenever things are not going right with you, just look up towards heaven. Tell the Lord, Lord, you promised me that you will never leave me, nor will you forsake me. Now, Lord, here I am, down here, Crestview, Florida. Now, Lord, come on, Jesus. See about me. I tell you, he'd be right there. He don't have to come from nowhere, no way, because he is already there. Every time you make a step, Jesus make you one right beside you. Telling you what I know, you may not see it, and you won't see it until he come for us. But he's right there beside you. He is walking. He is walking right with you. I love the Lord, church. He heard my cry and pitied every bone. God is so good. He is so good. He would never leave us. He would never leave us. God, will he forsake us? I want to say today, get in the business with Jesus. And you will be all right the rest of your life. We have to do what thus said the Lord. If we do not do what Jesus tells us to do, where do we think we're going to spend eternity? I don't know about you, but I'm going to spend eternity with my Creator. If I feel like it is, He have to tighten us sometimes. Let us know who is the boss. God, it's all right. It's all right. I'm gonna sit out my church. Well, I want to tell you a little story here. There was a man, and his name was Jesus.
Yes,
tell me one day, Jesus walked down to heaven's train station. Y'all don't hear me, but that's all right. Tell me that he bought a earthbound ticket. Well, tell me that he paid for it with his blood. Whoa, Lord, tell me he stepped on board the earthbound train. Y'all ain't listen to me. Tell me that he rode it down through 42 generations. Whoa, Lord, tell me he got off the train in a place called Bethlehem. Oh, Lord, tell me that he walked on the dusty streets of Jerusalem. Lord, 33 and a third years. Tell me that one day Satan came on the scene. Oh, Lord, they took my Lord, and they took your Lord. They took your Lord, and they took your Lord. Tell me they whipped him all night long, throwing down in a dungeon. Yes, they did. Tell me they took a throne, a 72 thrones, rammed it down on his head. They didn't do it nice. They just throwed it down on his head. Yes, he did. Tell me that he pierced my Lord in the side. Yes, he did. Tell me I came blood and water. Yes, he did. Tell me. Tell me that the earth began to reel and rock just like a drunk man. Tell me,
yes,
tell me that the moon had a hemorrhage and dripped away in blood. Tell me that the sun refused to shine.
Yes,
oh, Lord. But he stayed right there, church, and he didn't say a mumbling word. Ain't the Lord all right? Will he take care of you? Tell me. They took him down off the cross, laid him down in a barren tomb.
Yes,
he didn't need it, but for 2-3 days and 3 nights. Tell me, early that Sunday morning, he did just like you said. He got up from the grave, shook off the grave dust, walked outside the grave, looked up toward heaven, looked at his hand, and he said, all power, all power, all power, all power, all power, all power. He's entrusted in mine. He hung on the cross, but he's all right.
Yes,
Jesus, I gotta leave you now, church. I gotta leave you now, but I wanna tell you something. If you never see me no more, if you never hear me no more, just keep on holding on to God's unchanging hand. Is he all right with you? Is he all right with you? Hold on, hold on. If you make it there before I do, did you one thing about me? You can't crown me until I get there.
Heard of